Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, hello, listeners.
That was a beautiful intro, Megan.
It is. It really is, honestly. I mean, I'm the best at what I do. But hello, listeners. We'll be answering your questions today. But first of all, I want to talk about Instagram, Facebook, Twitter videos that she's been posting. I think they've been really cute, but that's just me.
You what? You think they're really cute?
I think they're really cute. Yeah.
Did you see the one she just recently posted?
Now
that's adorable. The five
families.
Little fur butts. Yeah, the fur babies. Aww.
I a lot of people were asking her really good questions.
Oh, they are. But she keeps answering the same people, like you and someone else. Favorites.
I've done the best.
Favorites.
Oh, yeah, okay. You're funny.
Hey, and we speak the truth.
Hopefully we'll have some good news for our listeners come next week.
Yeah.
But in other
next
news...
Next week's going to be fun for you and six other ladies.
Yes, Wings and Wishes next weekend. Next Friday, I'm sure I will be extremely, extremely excited, like unable to sleep, because basically, for those of you who don't know what's happening, is a lot of people are flying in from other states, other countries, and we're all going to Wings and Wishes together. And Wings and Wishes was started by Martino Cartier, he's, I guess, like a hair guy, or I'm not really sure what he does, but he's organized this Wigs and Wishes event. It's an event that gives wigs to people with cancer, and it's a lot of fun. I went last year; it was a lot of fun. So hopefully, the girls who go this year have a good time. Anything you want to add to that, Amy?
The Dodgers got a run. I'm sorry, Megan. It's 1-1.
You're lying because I'm watching the game right now. And the Mets are batting, so good try, but you're wrong.
Oh,
we all know the Mets are going to win the World Series because the Cardinals are terrible.
Did you check out who had the best score this regular season? That's right. The Birds did. Whatever.
I think we need to talk about this bait offer that Paul has gotten on YouTube. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but this guy has been asking Paul out all over YouTube, and he uploads a video like every week, and he's like really into her, and I don't know if she knows about it or... you know, what the deal is, but he's very into Paula. He wants to date Paula, and I don't know. His name's Brian.
Before anything happens, though, mate, before anything happens, have you done a background check on him?
No. I'm not. I'm going to Google him right now. Brian. Let's see.
Only the best can take Paula out.
That's right. Well, I mean, he's younger than her. He's in his 40s, so that could work. But I think going back to Paula's video questions and her answers and all that. She's probably sitting home in her jammies right now, and she's so cute. And oh my goodness, she just tweeted. So I think she's having a night in. But you know what? I'm not really sure about that. I'm gonna actually tweet her and say, I don't know. I don't really know what to talk about, to be honest with you. I just thought we should do a show because we haven't done one in like 6 months. But Amy, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Anything that I want to talk about? Well, I have to say, I love that she's going back to the videos because that's what she did when she had her old website up. And it's just nice for her to, or I like the idea of it because she reacts with her fans and or interacts with her fans, and I just love it. That's what I love and why I'm a fan.
I'm going to
DM this guy on Twitter who is trying to get a date with Paula and see if he'll call into our show. Want to call in on All Access? I feel like we're planning our radio show, but we're not on the air right now. Somebody's calling. I don't know who it is. So.
Wait. What? Pick up that number.
Do you know who it is?
The phone. I do. Pick it up.
Okay, I did.
Hello.
So can you introduce to our mystery caller?
Hello.
Tot. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good.
I don't know who that is.
Well, you're going to be meeting her here shortly.
Yeah.
Within a week.
You should know.
Wait.
No.
Why don't I
Tater
know
Tot.
Who this is?
It's Tater Tot. Taylor.
Who the hell is that?
Taylor?
Taylor?
Oh, it's Taylor!
Oh! Oh, wow. Flo. Oh,
I am Flo. I saw Taylor was watching her Paula videos earlier.
I don't want to be... All right, so I couldn't...
Well, actually, funny story here is I was thinking actually next Saturday that I would bring my portable DVD player and we could watch Paula videos in the hotel.
Yes, I like that idea.
I know. I'm very happy with that idea as well. I think that's going to be quite an adventure. Next weekend. I don't know how I'm going to feel Friday of next weekend.
You're
not
going to sleep.
Friday
of
next week.
You are not going to sleep at all. Like, at all.
No. I have to work in the morning, and then right from work, I have to go pick everybody up. So, I'm going to have, like, I have to leave my house at, like, 10:30, and then I have to be and get everybody after work.
Oh, wow. I have an 8-hour train ride to sleep, so that should be fun.
It's not 8 hours.
How long is it then?
I don't think it's 8 hours.
It's 2 hours to Boston and then like 5 to New Jersey, 4 or 5.
No, it can't be because it only takes me 4 hours to get to Rhode Island.
Yeah, but make a new speed.
Oh, yeah.
Not like I've been behind the wheel with you before, but I do know how you drive.
Everybody
behind the wheel with her.
No, you'll be in the front seat, Taylor.
I know. I'm terrified.
I'm terrified for you too.
I hope my dream of dying in a fiery car crash doesn't come true.
Oh my God. Okay, great.
That's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, really. So, you know, today I had to go and buy, well, actually I can't talk about this because I don't know who's listening and I don't want to spoil the surprise, but I had to buy a replacement book, if you will. Because the other one ripped in half again. So... But has anyone decided what they're bringing to Wigs and Wishes to have signed or...
I'm bringing a CD.
Are you? Okay. I might bring something similar.
You should bring a picture of you and Paula, Megan.
You know how many of those I have?
You two have the one of you two hugging.
Oh, I love that.
She's hugging you, and you're hugging her. Like, there's two pictures together you showed me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's what you should take, because that's adorbs.
I'm glad you think so.
I do.
I love Paula very much, and I think she will be very happy come next weekend when she realizes the amount of people that have traveled to come see her.
Yeah.
I know.
Boy, next week's show is going to be a hot mess if what is supposed to happen happens. Boy, that's going to be fun.
Oh, gosh. I hope so.
Oh, God. As if,
I mean, I don't
hope
it's
the two freaking tweets today were not enough. Oh, my God.
Oh, those videos?
I was in the middle of Walmart crying.
Oh, my God.
And people were asking me if I was okay. I was like, don't come near me right now. Please do not come near me.
Oh, my God.
It made up for the guy who asked me if I worked there. I was like, oh, no, actually, I don't. But, you know, I mean, I think, you know, if and when Paula decides to come on, it'll be a very interesting show.
Most definitely.
I don't know what to ask her because she's already asked, she's already been...
Answered a couple of your questions. Yeah, everything's, for as long as we've known her, I feel like, what else is there to ask her? She's already, I mean, Megan, you know her from the day she was born.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the hell up.
Oh, my gosh. I was just reading a report that I wrote on her my freshman year of high school. It was so cute. And slightly odd, but so cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, Taylor, how old are you?
I love Paula.
21.
Okay.
I think I'm
Taylor,
the
are we
going to
get bombed next weekend?
Yes.
What?
Are we going to get
sure.
bombed next weekend?
Bombed?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yes. I'm just kidding, because I don't drink. So, I mean...
Yeah, I probably...
We're
going
to get high off life.
High off life.
Taylor, someone told me you're going to be bringing nuts. What kind of nuts are you going to take?
Nuts?
Yeah, aren't you taking nuts? That's what someone told me. I thought
was
going to be a fun trip for you guys.
I asked anyone who's allergic because I'm, like, obsessed with peanut butter and, like, mixed nuts. And I take them everywhere.
Legit. See, Taylor and I have a thing going on because Taylor knows just how important my calendar is, and I know how important Taylor's calendar is to her.
And like,
and it's you know, are you bringing your calendar next weekend, Taylor?
Hello. Did we lose her?
Taylor was dropped.
Taylor. What are you meaning, the calendar, your social calendar, your monthly calendar? Like, are you trying to tell us something?
No, I mean, me and Taylor have, like, daily calendars of, like, every hour in the day we have something to do. And I'm not even kidding you.
Oof. Hello, Taylor. Are you back?
Hello. Yes, I my call cut out. I don't know what happened.
I'm trying to concentrate on this radio show and also concentrate on the fact that postseason baseball is on my TV right now. And baseball is kind of winning. Not going to lie.
This is a very intense game. And it's my favorite team's not even playing. So that's how serious this is.
Well, you see, Paul and I can't be friends this week because Paul is a Dodgers fan. And I'm a Mets fan.
She's not a Dodgers fan. No.
I'm sorry, Paul, but if you are listening to this show, I'll bring you tissues next week when you have to comfort yourself after the Mets beat the Dodgers.
I don't think she'll care.
Yeah. Paul's not really a Patriots fan.
I was going to say, I'll bring tissues so that the week after next weekend when we play each other, you can cry when we kick your ass. So,
ooh.
Well, I'll make sure I overnight those right back to you.
Oh, you won't have to because you'll have to use them. And then you'll just throw them away.
No, actually, I'll send them back to you with my snot in them. That's how I'll get you back.
Yum.
I like snot.
Who else is calling? Oh, I think this is Stephanie. I don't know if it's still this Stephanie.
Do what?
Wait.
What?
I don't know. I think Stephanie just called in.
I did.
Can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. Oh, it's so exciting. There's a party going on All Access Abdul. Oh, my God.
For the next 12 minutes. For the next 12 minutes, there's a party going on.
Yeah.
I think that Paul is going to have a good time next week.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
I need to watch this video of her sitting in her bed.
What?
Oh, my God, she's so cute. Look at her little jammies with the skulls on them. I want them.
I watched that video, like, so many times, like, creeping around her house when the camera moves, you know?
She's just so cute. Like,
wow.
You've been teaching Taylor,
Megan.
What? No, actually, I need to give out a little shout-out to my friend Rebecca, who lives in Virginia. Now, if there was ever another girl who loved John Caprio more than I did, it is Becca. Becca's got the hookup. And I owe a lot
what
of her creeping skills.
Everyone in love with John. Everyone is in love with John. I don't get it.
Unless you're Stephanie. Stephanie's in love with Matt Goss.
I am.
You're right. Stephanie is in love with Matt Goss. Taylor, who are you in love with?
I'm trying to decide. I'm really trying to decide. I go for a lot older. Wait, we're talking Paula related, right? Not just random.
I like random Dante. You hit on Taylor, because you know I know you're so active in the dating world, and you know I know you hit on.
I like me some Dante.
I have to give you Dante. He's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I'm going to go on Dante's.
And Denise is into Simon, right?
Yes.
Yep. And Amy's in love with Arsenio.
Damn, he is freaking funny.
She's hilarious.
Who knows?
And
you
I thought they were very
little,
cute together.
Some little Arsenio Hall, Amy Coberman children running around at some point.
Megan,
what?
You're so mean.
She is
what?
Mean.
Amy loves Arsenio, and if she had a kid with Arsenio, I'm sure Paula would come hang out and play with it.
It's so wrong.
Megan.
Oh, God.
Megan.
What?
Just you wait. Just you wait.
Oh, what, are you going to embarrass me in front of Paula, please? I could take care of that myself.
Well, I know you can. I know you can.
Well, see, Amy and I were talking earlier about just the whole Wings and Wishes thing, and Amy brought up a good point that all of us that are going are going to be standing next to each other, and we're all going to be looking at each other and going, guys, she's right there. She's right there.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching Touched by Evil last night. Like, I would be looking at her thinking that's her right there.
Speaking of Touched by Evil, is that coming on TV anytime soon?
Probably not.
I need to put, it needs to go back. We got a new DVR system, and so I lost the old recording, and so I need to find, you know, when it comes on again, I have to record it so I have it on hand.
I love that movie, and for some reason, I don't know why. It's creepy, and it's cheesy, and it's just...
It is cheesy.
Awkward.
It's just weird. It's weird.
Agreed.
I love
weird.
My favorite part.
But I like it.
I know. My favorite part is at the end where she, like, slaps him, and he says, "Ravish me," and then he turns around, and and then she whispers in his ear, like, "Tell it to the boys in jail." I think that's so awesome.
I think the best part of that movie, in all honesty, is the part where she goes to his house, and she goes to his closet, and then she opens up his jewelry box, and she's like, "Oh my God, there's a ring in here." I'm like, "You really couldn't see that one coming." I didn't know that was going to happen.
Not a clue.
The only reason I bought that movie was because of Paula. That movie, if anybody else was in that movie, it would have sucked way worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's really bad.
Speaking of Amy, did everybody know who Amy Fuentes is?
Hola.
Oh, don't get me on my Spanish kick, because y'all know I can speak a little bit of Spanish.
No, the only Spanish you know is mi pina es negro, okay? Let's not go there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Denise taught me that. I'm going to say that to Paula.
No.
Hola, Paula, mi pina es negro.
You should say that to Arsenio.
Oh,
oh, my God.
Paula gusta la negro pene. Just saying.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. I need to delete this show after this gets off the air. So we have a good time. Now, me and Taylor are bed buddies next week.
I know. I'm excited.
Except I promise
so this man Goss is really hot.
Do you see his picture?
Yeah, that is extremely hot.
Yeah.
Oh, you see on the eyes. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love him.
Girl, I see why you do.
Right? He's so fun. Oh, my God. I have saved pictures of him. That one's going to be on my phone later whenever I get a chance to save it.
Now, is there anybody who's extremely attracted to Simon and his nasty beard? Because I think he does not look very cute.
No.
No.
Oh, he's so hot.
I'm not a beard person.
I don't.
No.
He just looks old.
I'm not a father person.
sweats.
And then he goes and wears sweats. Like, what even is going on with this man? Yeah.
And not even, like, classy sweats, like Nike anything. Sweats.
Yeah. He never wore anything anyways.
I know.
He
just looks like he's going through the motions right now.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Well, I mean, after you, you know, mess around
knock
with
up your best friend's wife.
Best friend's wife. I mean, how happy are you?
Exactly. I mean, that's got to be hard. You get your best friend's wife pregnant, and then you stay with her for God knows what reason, and then you just have to deal with it. Life must suck for him.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for him. Ironically, I just don't really feel bad for
him.
Yeah.
Me either. He did that to himself. Because he wanted to be like that.
Made his bed, he can lay in it.
Exactly. He'll be okay.
I'm sure Denise would like to be a part of that bed.
Oh, yeah. Denise would love it.
OMG. TMI.
All I know is that next weekend is going to be the best weekend of my life.
Ever.
It's going to be really fun,
Taylor,
especially if it's anything
Taylor,
like this.
Honestly, I'm surprised that you're still awake.
Me too, actually. Me too. I have my whole bed covered in my box of Paula stuff.
I will warn you, next weekend on Saturday, we'll be up late. Oh, yeah.
It'd be so funny if we all just crashed as soon as we got to the hotel and woke up the next morning.
I will not allow that to happen.
I don't sleep anyways. It's all good.
I didn't think you did, truthfully.
I don't. I really don't. I'm
the night
person. I get on Twitter, I'm like, oh, there's another tweet.
She
must
be up.
Yeah, I don't sleep at night, but then I don't want to sleep all day. It's a problem.
Well, girl, you better
sleep
not
like
be sleep. Better not be sleeping at that event.
No.
Do
no,
we know
no.
what kind of food they're gonna serve?
No, I don't think they've said yet.
No,
I mean,
does
it matter?
Or
are we gonna eat
I heard seafood.
You said seafood?
I did. I heard seafood.
Can we have tacos before we go?
Oh, my God. Can
yes.
we stop at Taco Bell in, like, full blown-out, like, dresses, like, gala dress? Oh, my God. I'm so down.
Gross. Wait, what are Halen and I going to eat? Because she's vegan and I'm vegetarian.
We'll get you some fish tacos from Taco Bell. You can have fish tacos.
Oh, yeah, I like fish. I'm down with it.
We'll grill up that diamond lobster sitting on Paul's coffee table.
Oh. I think it's her symbol for Maine because she tweeted me once about, I said something about Maine, and she tweeted back, lobster, lobster, lobster. So I think she secretly comes to Maine. Maybe she stalked me.
Maybe
you never know with her.
That'd be awesome.
Well, anyway, next week will be a very fun show. Right, Amy? I think.
Let's hope.
We may have some.
We couldn't even have a
special
show.
Guests. We may have some special guests joining us, and it will be something that you definitely don't want to miss. That's for sure.
Not at all.
And if you do miss it, ta-da, sucks for you.
That's not fair because I have to work.
Well, you're an exception, Stephanie.
Yeah, thank you, because, you know, my job just loves me.
You're a workaholic.
Yeah. Target for the win.
Right? They love me.
They do.
Oh, they're really sad.
I'll have to call you after we get off the air and tell you about what happened at work today.
Okay.
Yeah, I told Amy.
Oh.
Yeah, because I called you, and you're like, hey, let me call you back. And then I get a text message with the blog radio. I'm like, okay, here we go.
You know. I was like, I gotta
go
do the show.
It's all good. I had to make a Taco Bell run for Lexi anyways. It's all good.
Hey, Taylor, you're missing out.
I know. I just... Oh.
You know what we'll all try Monday morning? We'll go to Taco Bell for breakfast. Oh, my God. That just looks nasty.
Hey, you know your favorite place serves breakfast all day now, right?
I know McDonald's does. They have T-shirts now that says all day breakfast.
Oh.
Do we need to get you one? That might be your
Christmas gift, Megan. I'm serious about this. That or we get a T-shirt that says Megan McNugget on it.
Is your Christmas present.
I heart St. Louis Cardinals.
My birthday present
actually...
is the best birthday present ever.
Oh, yeah. I will take absolute credit for that.
Oh, you have all full credit on that one.
Yeah, I remember when I sent that to you.
When I got that in the mail. Yeah.
It was I remember sending you a picture of it.
You did, and yeah, I freaked out. I didn't want to touch it. Like, I wanted to wear gloves and put it in a frame and never touch it ever again.
Well, we're all going to meet Paula next week.
I mean, I don't know about Amy. I don't think Jamie's going.
I wish I could, guys, but I'm having some financial issues.
Me too.
Okay.
Paula is my financial issue.
Yeah, give her a big hug for me. Give her a big hug for me.
Okay.
Wait, are we being serious? You're really not going? I'm confused here.
Well, guess we just fucked that up.
What?
So basically, Taylor, the big secret is that Amy doesn't want anybody to know that she's going.
True.
But I am going.
Well, never told me.
Taylor's all fucking confused now.
What's going on?
Yana got her so confused.
Since I'm the last one that's going to be getting picked up, I was thinking about scaring Halen and Denise.
They
don't know either. So okay, I was telling Megan she just needs to walk in the door and be like, God damn that bitch, her plane didn't come, and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden I'll walk in the door and be like, no,
she can go fuck herself.
Wow.
So, I just want to scare him.
Yeah, well,
see what happens.
Now that everybody knows that Amy's going on the wish
list. I blew a secret.
And see, you two are bed buddies, but Stephanie and I are bed buddies.
Yeah.
Yay.
Be like,
we have this all worked out.
Wait, how many beds are there?
I'm going to flirt with the guy at the front desk. If there's a guy working at the front desk, and be like, hey, sir, hello. What time do you get off tonight? Do you want to, like, come up to my room with, like, the other 8 girls that are staying there?
You would give a poor guy a heart attack. What, 8 girls? What?
8 girls? Yeah, I want to come. And you're like, okay.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Can you order a pizza, though? Because, like, we're all hungry, and then we can eat, and then we can, like, talk. Hey, we could hook Amy up with him.
As long as he's hot. And he's not a...
Amy has a really hot friend. His name is Brad. Oh my God, he is so hot. Brad.
Crack me up, Megan. You crack me up.
So hot.
My problem is,
why
is
there
like
a Viagra commercial on television?
I was wondering the exact same thing. And why is she, wouldn't you have a guy
why
promoting
is
a Viagra commercial?
In a Viagra commercial. What is this? Why is there a woman talking about Viagra? What is the point of that?
Oh my God. I love that commercial. Oh. It's so funny.
I don't get it.
I think my favorite one is the one where the pill falls out and falls in the car and makes it grow bigger.
Is that from the Super Bowl?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I know exactly. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The Fiat commercial.
Yeah, it's really funny. To me, anyway.
I was feeling PJA today with my 6,000 sparkly rings.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was watching.
Is this
out.
On Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Twitter. I posted a picture of it.
So, how many pieces did you get?
12.
Wow. Erica Bear surprises me.
Yeah, well, Erica Bear takes care of Megan McNugget, so.
Erica Bear does take care of Megan McNugget. This is a fact.
What? We have to come up with names for everybody.
I know.
Jeopardy needs a name. We know Taylor Teague's hot.
I think we should call Stephanie Mrs. Goss.
I'm down for that.
Everything I send to Stephanie in the mail, I always write on the envelope, Stephanie Worley Abdul Goss. Every envelope.
She does. She does.
Oh,
I have them all. Yep.
That's awesome.
The mailman probably wonders if I'm running like something out of my house as much mail as I used to get.
Denise's aunt asked her the other day if I'm still her friend because I haven't sent her anything in a while.
Oh my God. Is that butterfly ring? Is that just black and silver or is it, oh, the diamonds came out of it. A bling.
No, it's black.
I like that.
See if I could borrow that ring. Are all the stones in it or are some of the stones missing?
No, I think all the stones are in it. I think this is dirty.
Oh. Can I borrow that? For which
Well, you know, now that it's not a secret anymore that you're going, I mean, yeah, why
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
Okay. Since I killed it. Or the wing. The wing's cool looking.
You like the angel wing?
I do. I am an angel. Amy Angel. That's what my mom calls me all the time.
Oh, no. Amy Devil.
I heard that.
So mean.
Amy Devil. Or
whatever.
Simply Dreamin', which, by the way, Amy does know how to spell. She just spelled simply the different way.
You know, I never questioned it.
See?
S-I-N-P-L-I-E.
The P-L-Y spelling of it was already taken. So I just thought I'd get creative.
It works, yeah. Right? It works.
It does work. It goes.
Megan's just being anal.
Let's not get on this topic.
Oh, God.
This is not a topic we need to have a discussion on.
That would get really serious really quick.
Hey, you know how the conversation goes. 11:59, I like macaroni and cheese. 12:01 a.m., I think I'm going to kill somebody. Shit gets real after midnight.
It does.
Yep.
So, Taylor, I saw on Facebook somebody commented on your Paula bin and said, I thought this obsession was over. And I wanted to comment and be like, it's never over.
Exactly. It never leaves. Like, it's with you for life. It's like, I don't know. It's just, people talk about it all the time. They're like, I thought you were over this. And I'm like, no, I just stopped talking about it so you'd leave me alone. My life right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Tired of people making fun of it so much, so I just get dead. People.
Yeah. I've learned that people are not the greatest.
Yeah.
That's a retail idea.
Man, they got another freaking, like, sex pill commercial on TV. What is this? Like the sex channel or something?
Megan, you have to pay for those. I tried.
Oh, all right. Good. Good to know. Great.
Okay, nobody has to buy any channels at the hotel
it's
now.
It's actually a lot of fun to, like, just read through, like, the names that they come up with for those movies. I'm sorry. They are so funny.
I know.
This has nothing to do with Paula. Like, if she ever came on this show, she'd be like, fuck, you guys talk.
Like, what? Why are we talking about pay-per-view porno?
Hey, I think the hotel comes with HBO and Cinemax. I mean, we're going to have a good Saturday night.
Oh, gosh.
He's like, Amy, have you seen this one?
Well, I've seen them all, so I'll just fill you in on what's going to happen.
Oh, all right, Taylor. All right. Oh, poor Paula. She doesn't know what she's in for.
If she was listening to this right
now. What? If she was listening to this right now, what?
She would probably be crying laughing at how stupid we sound.
Oh,
God. Who says
oh,
she does not
sure.
have a streaming on her television right now with her dogs on the couch with her damn hands over their ears saying, oh, my God, don't listen to this.
By the way, this is going to be my opportunity to say, Paula, bring the girls with you, like, malicious. Bring Thumbelina and Betsy Moo, Tula, Tinkerbell, Charity, like, let's do it. Bring them. Love to meet them. I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
See?
And I already told you that when Betsy Moo and Thumbelina go missing, Paula cannot come find us.
Nope.
I just want the ball pump.
That was
a big bowl.
Is Heather Thompson going to be there at the cocktail party too?
I don't know,
or
but I really don't want to meet her.
I do. I love her.
All right, well, here you go.
She's
Amy.
My idol.
You can go stand in the Heather Thompson cocktail line to meet her, and everybody else will stand in the hall line.
Why
really?
Can't I just have the best of both worlds? I'm just like seeing
Oh my God, Heather, I love you. I mean, just kidding, I love you, Paula. You're the best.
I almost want to meet Wendy more than I want to meet Paula. Wendy better be there. Paula, if you're listening, bring your sister.
Bring your dad. Bring Lorraine. I mean, listen, bring him.
And Donnie. Don't forget Donnie.
Bring John.
I love Heather's
dad.
God.